What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Amazing weekend ahead. I'm going to be in West Haven, Connecticut Friday night, Madeira Beach Sunday morning. Let's get in being one. John 17, verse 11, Jesus says, "Holy Father, I am about to leave this world to return and to be with you, but my disciples will remain here. Holy Father, each one that you've given me, keep them in your name so that we would be united as one, even as we are one." Love it. It's his prayer. Friends, it's time we stepped out of the flesh and into communion with God. God's not a slot machine handing out, you know, visitation coins. God's sovereign and holy. We don't go to him for what we might receive. The reality is, we go to God not for what we might receive, but we approach him for a relationship. And that's it. Focus on being one with the Father. There's a realm with God where you're transformed and changed and touched. And something else may come out of your experiences with God. And God let it be. But the purpose is always connecting with God. God can speak to you if your life's a mess, but make sure it's really his voice. We shouldn't be running around the flesh throwing out boasts about face-to-face encounters with the Almighty. We need to understand prayer because too many people have been hurt this way. The point of all is always God. Let's listen to God's voice in the cool of the day and focus simply on being with him. You know, I think our approach to God in prayer is pretty important, and I think motives matter. You know, the bottom line is if we have a relationship, or think about any relationship in your life, marriage, whatever it is, if there's any relationship in your life and all you do is share every single thing that's happening in that relationship, there really wouldn't be much of a relationship. And somehow when it comes to the Lord, I've watched a whole generation, they've traded in the sacred for the sensational, so to speak. They would rather tell somebody about their relationship with God than actually have one themselves. And, you know, we're not meant to know every encounter in your life. We're not meant to know everything that you're going through in your life with the Lord. And I remember seasons of my life where I've really had visitations. I mean, like angelic encounters. Some things weren't meant to be on Facebook, friends. Some things are meant to be with you and the Lord and furthering your relationship with him, and it will be seen by others. You know, it's like that fictional story of a pear tree, right, in a whole field of orange trees. And he had no fruit. And he's constantly saying, "I'm a pear tree, I'm a pear tree." And the orange trees laughed. They didn't, you know, he didn't look like anything. But when the seasons changed and the pear tree started bearing fruit, guess what he didn't have to say anymore? He didn't have to tell anybody he was a pear tree. It was seen by everybody. And that's what the touch of God is. I'm so tired of people trying to explain to me how close they are to God. Why don't you show us by your life? Why don't I feel heaven when you talk? Why aren't you giving radically of your possessions to the kingdom and trusting God at his word? That's being one with the Father, because this version of Christianity is not going to get it done. If we'd rather be liked on Instagram, we're not going to have an abundant life. It's about seeing lives changed and souls saved and, you know, people transformed. And our walk with God, our motivation is being one. I had somebody I love so dearly yesterday, as a matter of fact, in all love and all genuineness, just say, "Pastor, how do you stay that way? How do you stay so hungry? How are you staying so motivated?" You know, you look back on my life, friends, this is 25 plus years of the same message. We've been experiencing God, surrendering all, walking in the realms of the supernatural for time. Well, how do you stay so motivated? Why do you always seem so hungry? How are you always able to talk about fresh things every day stirring hunger, every day, consistently? We're talking about consistently every day. And I said, you know, it's not that difficult, because for me, I'm not spending time with God to try to get a message on Sunday morning. That's not my relationship, friends. Ministry is an overflow of your relationship with God. And so the reality is you have got to get to a place. See, look. When you starve yourself naturally, you might get hungry, right? If you don't eat for a day, you might be like, "Man, I could use some food." It's the opposite spiritually. When you starve yourself physically, you get hungry. When you feed yourself spiritually, you get hungry. I see so many unhungry spiritual people because you don't feed yourself. I think it was Wigglesworth or one of the early awakeners said, you know, you feed your body three hot meals a day and you give your spirit one cold snack a week. It's not going to work. And so staying consistent is fueling the fire, you know? One day we tried to start a little fire. I'm not that guy. But you know what I realized about fire? We were in Montana, by the way. Pastor Derek, they love fires in the middle of nowhere. You know what I did realize about a fire real quick? You got to stoke it. You got to fan the flame. You got to constantly feed it. Look at the fires in the bellies of most Christians. It's not this smoke. You know when a fire's done and you've already put water on it and you just want to make sure you're not going to burn the place down? You're okay with a couple embers. That's all people live with. That's not what we're called to live with. We're called to burn for God. We are called every day to feed our spirit. That's why I'm thankful for a podcast. It all adds to it, ladies and gentlemen. We had a Bible study on Tuesday. I loved it. I love this men's Bible study because I'm somebody's sharing a scripture and I'm seeing things I didn't see before. And it's really impacting my life. And this is how God's meant our life to be. And so it's not about getting ready, it's living ready. And knowing that your relationship with God was not meant to be seen by all as far as your motivation. Your motivation needs to be face to face with Him, growing in Jesus, and letting everything else speak for itself. So good. Love it. Thank you all for tuning in. Can't wait for Friday edition tomorrow. As always, tomorrow we're going to be talking about no reputation. I love it. Jesus made Himself of no reputation. Why do we? I love you. We'll see you tomorrow.